truth has no special time for its own. Its hour is now, always. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Truth has no special time of its own. Its hour is now, always. We are accustomed to telling little lies about things because it seems convenient. We are accustomed to saying these lies before children. We are accustomed to saying them before adults. And they have some new gadgets out now that can detect when a person is lying. They can detect the voice quivering over the phone. They can detect all sorts of things. But, you know, why would we ever want to tell a lie if we were living in our purity and wholeness, in our integrity, in the reality of who we are? We are beautiful beings. We are divine beings. We are at all times in tune, in harmony with our oneness, with our allness. Why would we at any time, therefore, want to tell a lie? Why would we at any time not want to speak the truth? Because the truth has no special time of its own. Its hour is now, always. You say, well, that's not the way the give-and-take world is, the relative world is. That's not the way it is. Well, let me make a suggestion to which I've been making in a number of different ways over the past years. The number of people who lie is infinitesimal compared to the number of people that exist. The number of people who lie is infinitesimal compared to the number of people who exist. The very essence of man's being, the very essence of man's character, the very essence of man's beingness, aliveness, awareness, is truth. We're told by the Bible, we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set us free. And living in the truth, all things are revealed to us. When we stop and think about the number of people who are in the hospital, we are recognizing it's an infinitesimal number. They get a lot of publicity, it's true. When we think of the number of people that our police departments retain and keep from doing nefarious things, the number is infinitesimal again. We are so accustomed to thinking, well, everybody's doing it. Well, everybody is not doing it. And this is something we want to re-educate ourselves about. Everyone is not lying. Everyone is not doggy dog. Everyone is not out just to get their own. There are more eleemosynary philanthropic and people who are interested in philanthropy than you could ever imagine. They're interested in the welfare of others. And giving to charities is a great and a magnificent thing, although in many ways useless. But giving to charities is an indication of how human beings like to share what good they have. Many times parents give largely to charities because they cannot afford to give it to their children. They do not want to cause their children to live in the idea of the money that they're given. They want them to be creative, to be imaginative, to be outgoing. And we say, well, my goodness, when so much money is in a family, you think that they would want to share it with the family. Well, generally speaking, that's not true. When I hear the stories of the Mergenthalers, the wealthy families that exist, and how they treat their children, there was a time when a penny was a penny and a nickel was very important, and they would give their children a little bit of money and say, now, make it grow. Do something effective with it. Do something beautiful with it. Invest it in some way. And when the children would go out and show that they were learning the idea of investment, they were learning the idea of valuing money as more than just something to get something, that it was a tool, it was a technique of a usefulness. Now, let's just step into another realm there for a moment. Our bodies are the temple of the living spirit. Our bodies are whole and perfect. Our bodies are wonderful. But occasionally our bodies are not. Now we are investing our thought and our time and our attitudes in an area that is creating our body in an unhealthy situation. Now, when we start investing our money and our time, our interest and our attitude and our words and our thoughts in ideas that are beneficial to our body begins to perk up. We've been speaking about that quite a bit lately. Think about how when you say, I like me, I like me, I like me, your whole body just perks up and says, hey, that's a new point of view. I like that. I like them. And, you know, when you say, I like me, I have to be whole and perfect. I have to live in my wholeness and my perfection. And we say, yeah, that's just what I had in mind. Well, that's the way it works. When we tell the truth about our bodies, that they're whole and perfect, when we tell the truth about who we are, then life is wonderful. I was talking with a lady just yesterday, and she was saying that other people were giving her a hard time, and other people were doing this, and other people were doing that to her. And I said, but you are the only person in the world. You're number one. You're the creator of your world by your thoughts, by your attitudes, by who you know you are. And you're a great person, but you just don't claim it for yourself yet. You can. You just don't claim it. And she said, but you don't understand. I can't play that fantasy game, the game of pretend that it is something that it is not. Because when it's not, that's not real. That's not real. I cannot play that. The law of cause and effect doesn't... Hey, who says the law of cause and effect? The law of cause and effect will give you anything you want. If you say, I am rich, the law will give you riches. If you say, I am poor, the law will give you poorness. Ha ha! That's the way it works. If you say, I am healthy, the law gives you health. If you say, I'm sickly, the law gives you sickness. It's just the way it is. We cannot get around it. That's the truth. Now, what do we want to do in our lives? How do we want to live our lives? What attitudes do we want to have in our life? Do we want to live in the truth, which is always a correct thing to do? Do we want to live in righteousness and happiness and wholeness? Oh, hey, ha ha. We may stub our toe from time to time because we have occasion to think negative thoughts about ourselves and we don't even realize we're thinking them. Do you know the answer to some tremendous problem? You say, no, I don't. Well, you do because you're all. In your mind is the allness. Now, so long as you keep saying, no, I don't, then you will be turning off that awareness of the allness. The awareness. The allness is there. Now, as you turn off that awareness, it turns off in many other areas, too. It turns off the areas of family relationships, of harmony, of peace, of love, of goodness, in many, many, many areas. You see, truth cannot be silenced. Truth stands out like a brilliant, beautiful white light. It's not something that is bad or wrong that we are covering up with the truth, or that we are overshadowing with the truth, or that the truth is saying that something is bad. The truth only says something is good. And this is what we want to say. Using the law of cause and effect, we want to say something is good. Using our attitudes, we want to say something is good. The truth is that all is good. Why, even in the first chapter of Genesis, God created everything and said, it is good and very good. Now, that's not a bad recommendation for ourselves, to say everything is good and very good. Now, as we begin to say these things, we begin to experience these things. This is what truth is all about. This is what the law is all about. This is what you are all about. Truth has its hour, and its hour is now, and it is always so. Are we ready to start claiming that this truth in our world? Are we ready to start taking responsibility for where we are? We're doing it in many, 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 many ways, and that's why truth is so abundantly true. That's why the majority, the vast, vast, vast majority, the teensy, weensy, lean, little tiny bit of minority are those that say that it's not true. They are the ones who do the things that are in opposition to their highest good. And don't do that. Don't do that. Say everything is in order. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. My goodness, if you just took those few words and let that be your call in life, all is in divine order. Tattoo it across your mind. Tattoo it across your heart. Tattoo it across your life and watch all be in divine order. Give yourself to your divine order. What a wonderful truth. What a wonderful way. You know, life is grand and it's up to us to live it grand. When I can teach that lady that she should use her imagination and live in her imagination of being the wonderful being that she is, she will see who she is, and she will see that she's been looking in the wrong direction for who she is, because she's perfect right now. Anybody in your world and anybody in my world has got to be perfect, because that's what we are. Have a lovely day, do beautiful things, and remember, I love you, I love you, I love you.